Hello, welcome to Behave As If You Belong. This is Arlen Hurd, and I am your host. I will be talking about different components of social psychology, social intelligence, and how to behave as if you belong. Today I'm going to talk about the social mask, or our persona. It's an interesting little trait, the social mask. We all use it. It's a word that stems from the Italian word to resonate by, side, or to kind of mask and make resonant with action. There's an interesting piece out in the world when I am out there and I'm talking to people. I don't want them to know that I'm the kid that picks my nose and looks at the booger for the dirt content. No. I've got to be the social reasoner, or I've got to be the kind understander, or I've got to be the suave club kid, and sometimes I've got to be the friend. Now, you say, okay, he's a fake. He just comes around and fakes with me the elements of his life. Well, in a sense, this is true. In a sense, yeah, I am faking. And I am simply putting on a bunch of different masks when I'm talking to many different people. But is that a bad thing? I don't think it is. I think that because my energy is kept at a high level, I need to put on masks. Imagine if I came up to you and crossed my legs, put my middle finger to my thumb, and just said, "Om." You're going to look at me like I'm a crazy individual. So what I have to do is put on this mask for the situation that I'm in. It's as if I'm acting and still living in the moment with you. So when I'm out there with you and I'm talking, or when you're out there and you're talking, you're not really acting too much, because you are a being that is enveloped in the energy which is your situation. Carl Jung, he wrote about this. Carl Jung was a psychologist, and he was a little bit different than Freud. Freud thought of the unconscious as this dark place that had all these scary things going on in there. Carl Jung was more the opposite. He thought that the unconscious was a mechanism, and it could be a component of our life. It could be an energy source. Some people call it the soul. It's a interesting mode of thinking about this, though, because what Jung suggests is that we are in a partnership with these self-originating, inventive, spontaneous energies that are in the world. So in order to connect with these energies, we need to have archetypes that we can act inside, hence the persona or the social mask. You know, a lot of his work was less criticized than Freud's, but he didn't make as big of waves as Freud. And, maybe that's because he was from Switzerland and, you know, didn't get the mainstream play that Freud did. But, like I said, he was mechanistic. He was non-sexual based. He liked to think of things in accordance with religion, art, and cultural expressions. Now, I sure hope that one of his actors was Casanova, but as far as Carl Jung went, he was interested in the energies that are being partook in. What I really like about his findings are the feminine soul and the male soul. He called the feminine soul an anima and the male soul animus. So he was a wise guy. He didn't just say, all right, we are all out there roaming around in the world with just one big bulk energy, which, you know, we may be. But he said that there is these two components of the soul and that every person is bisexual. Now, this allows for a lot of things to happen. This allows for an internal dialogue to start and for our minds to go into conversation with itself, but still be tapped into source energy that is of the female, of the male, and find some creative components in that dialogue so that we can express ourselves out in the world. And in doing that, he set up a strong component of how we can get out and be of utility, really strive to create understanding, strive to connect with other people, strive to build rapport. And in this day of isolation, building rapport is huge. There's so many games out there. And a lot of times people will use a game as their social mask. And when that is happening, people are putting on a social mask that is going to create a sense of isolation for the time using it. And in order to get back to a space where there is interaction, what this paradigm of the male soul and the female soul does is allow a person to spark the imagination so that it can cultivate some excellent, meaningful actions that will allow us to be in a better world. I know I sound cliche, right? But the important thing here is that the persona is a tool, just like a pen, just like a typewriter, just like a computer. If you are so inclined to use a social mask, don't think of it as lying. Don't think of it as being out in the public and being fake. Think of it as using your tools so that you can have the most fun possible, create the strongest connections possible, and still have all of the energies that the universe has to offer to you available. You know, I mentioned Jung a little bit earlier. And what he has done for us is to create a classical world, a world that is personalized by archetypes. And when I say personalized, that's where your strength, my strength comes from. It's those key imaginative pieces that we create that make us the unique beings that we are. Now, the archetypes we use, sure, people are going to judge them. Sure, people are going to look at the pieces that you are using and try to make some rational understanding of it. Or they may just sit and listen to it. But the key here is that these archetypes allow us to put on a social mask and still be connected to the universe. And that is what's important. We want to still resonate with this mask that we put on. And to you know, believe in it, because let's face it, if you go on and on and on putting on a whole bunch of social masks that you really don't connect with, then yeah, you're going to have a tougher time. You might have to work pretty darn hard to make sure that you are of sound mind. And I don't want to get into the mind so much as I want to stay with the behavioral here. But you do really want to resonate with these masks that you wear in some form or another. And I think that is enough freedom. What this psychology does is it allows there to be art therapy, Heck, you're a student. You've been studying all week. Never taken an art class in your life. All right. So what? Put on a art mask. Go get a box of coloring crayons and color away. Let everything just float away. Who cares? You're putting on, you have the art mask on. Everybody likes art. Been studying all week. Put on the art mask and go color. You know, what I like to do is to create social networks and then go and have conversations with these people. We'll meet up at coffee shops. We'll meet up in the basement of churches. We'll meet up in people's apartments. And what this does is allow me to utilize different masks for all of this garbled stuff I got going on that is pushing me forward into the future, but I don't have a doctorate at this time. I don't have a license to teach psychology. I'm simply a bachelor's holder with some world experience from traveling around the world, and you know, I happen to like to study, so I have a few pieces of knowledge that I have whittled into wisdom by going out and finding some doctors and such to talk to, but I don't have everything that I want right now. So my work isn't full. You know, what I do isn't, you know, hosting a trophy wife at home, a BMW in the 3-bedroom, 2-story house. It's not there right now. So I go out and I put on a social mask. I talk to these people and I take all that stuff that I've had and I tie it into things like this radio host that you're talking to right now. So, you know, some of the things that come up are connection and really building a rapport with people. I used to be the guy that said, screw it. If I'm not connecting with you, I don't care. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. You don't want to be a part of it? Too bad. I got my things to do. I've since grown up a little bit and realized that while doing that allows me to achieve the success I need, it doesn't really provide any kind of good feeling. There's a large stream of thought out there that says that selfishness is a good thing, and I believe that selfishness can be a good thing if you keep it inside and use it in the body, you know, the selfish gene, Richard Dawkins, you know, eat healthy, all that jazz. But when it comes to your riches in life, your knowledge, compressing it and then going back into a concentrated state of study or of work sometimes isn't the best thing. And So getting out there, talking with people, putting on these masks to refine our rough edges is a good thing. There's a lot of times that this is fully appropriate. And I would like to give one example. The first example is going out to a club and you're talking to women. Well, a club, what is a club essentially? Club is a room with some music. Traditionally, in a barn, if we go back far enough. And it is a bunch of people who aren't really talking. They're just kind of wiggling around and maybe a comment here, a comment there, with a few internet sites going on. Well, in order to be in there, you can't be thinking brain science and talking brain science. You can't be in there talking about green energy and green energy's effect in the marketplace. You can't be in there talking about the car specs and the design of your new engine for your new hybrid car. There's just not space for that. So what we have to do is take on a sense of reduction, a reductive mindset. Shrink down, take the ego, stomp on it before you go, take your social mask out the closet, put it on, and go down and get jiggy with it. You end up still connecting with the energy that's in the room, that's at your home, because you are basically putting it in a jar. So when you come back home, you can open the jar back up. You're not going in being Urkel when you're down there, and you are fitting in with the people around you, talking with them, and having a great time. What I like is just to do as much as possible to get going with as many things as possible while staying focused on the goal I have ahead of me. And so for me, there's a little bit more responsibility. There's a little bit more responsibility to take the social masks that I wear and utilize them to improve the findings, the rough edges that I have. Now, like I said prior, is what I do is I will go out and I will get social networks together and we will go and talk and we will come up with ideas. With the goal of being a psychologist on my table, I go out and I talk about loving and I talk about being in a calm, meditative state, because talking out there with people that aren't necessarily, well, at the point I'm at right now, talking with people that aren't all with it, it really is important to have a faculty of calmness and of confidence so that when I express the thoughts that I have to the people that I'm talking to with their inefficiencies, there's some sort of understanding going on that will allow them to utilize the tools that are there for them. I really enjoy putting together these components and linking them. It's almost like a puzzle. And, you know, I go out and, oh, there's a play on this weekend about behavioral actions of middle-class America, husbands, and researchers. So I'm going to go watch that with my theater mask. I go out and watch that with my theater mask. I come home. I do some writing. I do some studying. And then I have that little piece put together. Once that's done, you know, I'm burnt out. Maybe I go play the guitar for a second. Maybe I do some coloring. That continual state of using the universal energy so that it is progressing me forward is really something that allows me to feel connected to myself. I think that it's important that people understand that, and a wise woman told me this once, that everybody fits in somewhere, everywhere. Now think about that for a minute. Somewhere, everybody fits in anywhere. It's what I turn it around to be. And I turn that around one more time and I say, anywhere, somebody can belong. And I turn that around again and I say, wow, I can go anywhere and utilize the components that are in me to benefit the process of connecting, of building rapport, and of achieving a synergy that is going to develop my understanding in this world. You know, there is some really cool people out there in the world. Many of them I see, you know, on TV, I'll see P. Diddy, or I will see Oliver Sacks when I'm watching the TED Talks, or I see Tony Robbins, who, you know, is out there high-fiving Al Gore and, you know, meeting with the world dignitaries of the world. You know, P. Diddy's got millions and billions of dollars, is, you know, the biggest hustler I think that there is in the world. I don't think anybody does more than that guy. But what a lot of them show to me is this one social mask. P. Diddy's got the social mask of a musician and a clothing gentleman. Now, yeah, lately he's become an actor. So I move on to Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, he's the self-help king, right? He goes out and helps everybody from Nelson Mandela to Al Gore. And then there's Oliver Sacks, very famous psychologist, who goes out and talks to people, and it's almost as if he's this mind reader because he's got the social mask of the psychologist. Now, that's the only piece I see of these people, and granted, they could wear many social masks in their daily lives, but of what I see to them is this. I say to them, go out and have as many masks on as possible and still allow yourself to have a level of happiness that you can live with, a goal apprehension plan that is going to allow you to feel like you're doing something in life, and do it effectively and efficiently. The point is that the persona is important. I think it's a Sprite commercial. I apologize, Olympia nonprofit radio here for the ad there, but they say image is everything, and I guess you could say that is partially true. Image is important. A lot of us look at what we perceive, and that's what we make the judgments with. There is this culminating idea there that springs up and expresses itself because of the actions that we take. So what happens there is that we get in this chafing with one another because we're not bothering to go out and put on a mask to act a little bit. And I don't think it's beneficial. I think that the benefit comes from simply being present with the people that you're around and, you know, for lack of better words, lying your ass off, be the actor, you know, live in the moment. Don't go off in space and think about everything else that's going on in the world, and be a, you know, if
if you're a girl and you talk, be a princess. If you, you know, if you're a girl and you talk to me, be a princess. If you're, you know, a guy and you're talking to me, be the president of the United States. I don't care, because if you are wearing the social mask of the president, you're going to come up with some really good ideas. If you're wearing the social mask of the princess, you're going to be really fun to be around, and you are going to make me feel like a million bucks. So, what I'm not saying here is that you should go out and start telling lies about your life and telling false stories. No. Truth is still an important factor in the world. You can put together your story, your elements around you in a true manner, and still have on a social mask. I'm not saying to put on a social mask you need to lie. I'm saying that put on a social mask, take on the persona of these characters, and act as if you were these characters while engaging with the people around you in a way that is creating a imaginative utopia for your world. I mean, what better way to engage in the world than to have it be an imaginative one? I really see that as a problem. You know, we all want this imaginative state. We turn on the TV every day. We, you know, go to the theme parks. We go and do all of these different things to spur our imagination. You know, we read books. We, you know, all these things. And could it be as simple as putting on a mask, doing a little bit of acting when you're out in the world, and enjoying yourself? I think it could be. The persona can be dangerous if we get into judging. Just think of the social masks that are out there as the judge. They're pretty powerful beings. That mask is a pretty tough one to put on. And while we get our taste buds primed for it by shows like American Idol, talent shows, art shows, betting, horse races, in the real world, it's a tough and heavy mask to wear. It's so prevalent out there that, you know, it's hard not to do. So I just want to put a couple clauses out there and make sure that, you know, when somebody's wearing a mask that's really hard to wear, you know, maybe it's the mask of the advocator for, you know, you, and you know that you're just going through life every day doing your thing, and somebody's still advocating for you, hey, compliment them. I'm sure they're going to be grateful for that behavior. On the flip side of that, there are masks that can be dangerous to wear. And, you know, if you are out there wearing the mask of the solidarity mover, you know, it can be very dangerous to go out there and be full. And I know I'm going right up to the border of being a piece for a movement, you know, being full and whole. I'm right there. I'm right at that face. I want to say that if you're wearing a mask, you need to make sure that it is one that you can live with wearing. More importantly, I want to move away from that. I want to get away from that. I want to go back to the anima and the animus. When there's an understanding that is gone over and over and over and over and over again inside the soul, as Carl Jung coined the unconscious, the soul, the unconscious, whatever you want to use, there's a need to be very aware of what's going on with that in the real world when you're out talking about it. The opposite sex, you know, for me, I talk to a woman, I'm automatically connected with the anima in a real form. Of course, I need to be totally aware of what's going on with that interaction, because I have perceived that interaction going on a million times. And believe me, the opposite sex is going to enjoy the fact that you're doing this. It's not something that's negative. They're going to look at this and they're going to be like, oh, wow, they are really paying attention to me and being aware of me, just of me. So it's a great thing. And, you know, you talk about this already resonated with one another thing and energies and all that, and you know, it's important to stay open-minded, right? If you know are having these conversations, perceived, you know, this interaction perceived, you're perceiving this little deal going on, you know, I'm sure it can go a million different ways. But the important thing is that when you are out there in the real world, that perceived state of the anima and animus is going to present itself in the real world. And it is automatically going to be outweighing everything that you've been thinking about because it's real. And once it becomes real, then all of your, you know, imaginations, your logic, your reason, all of those things, they kind of go out the door. And then, hello, real world, boom, you have to be aware. You need to be in the moment. You need to be present. You need to listen. You need to understand what's going on and then make changes that are going to affect that situation that you're in. And the best way I know how is to put on a social mask. You know, I really want to start to close this up here. You know, I want to thank you all for tuning in to 106.5 Olympia Low Power Radio. And I want to let you know that MediaWorks does accept donations. They are the oldest nonprofit in Olympia and have done a lot of good things over the past years. They've been there working with almost every natural disaster I can remember living in Olympia for. Back to protesting the nuke plant, to working with tsunami relief, to working with AIDS relief, gardening, you name it, MediaWorks has had their hands in it as far as community improvement. So they're right across the street from the downtown Olympia Library. I'm sure they'd love your donations. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Behave As If You Belong. And as this is my first show, I hope to be coming back. I hope that Josh, if you're listening, I hope that you you think that this is a good enough show to bring back on the air. So people, make sure you call there and say that I loved Arlen's show. Shameless, I know, huh? I'll make sure to be back on the air with another piece. We're going to have some topics that are going to build some utility out in our social sphere and allow me to grow with you and us to grow together. So until next time, this is Arlen, and thank you for listening.